Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.
Southeast Radio. I'm joined by the new operations manager, Wexford GAA, Conor Day. Well, you're settled into the job now many months now, Conor.
Yeah, I don't know if I can call it new anymore.
Yeah.
I don't get away with that excuse anymore. So, in there now 5 months and all going well so far, Helen.
And we had a bit of a ramble around Chadwick's Wexford Park a few short months ago at this stage for the developments. How close are you now to completion?
Yeah, no, it's getting very close now. Lots to do this week, but we have our official opening next Sunday. So we'll have Duke drawn down, Gerald will be down to do that. And we've a minor game at 12 o'clock and a senior football semi-final at half two after that. So Right. Yeah, looking forward to that, but a busy week ahead.
And before we get into the main core of the reason you're here this morning, the match tonight, that goes ahead, does it? Yeah.
Match goes ahead at 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, so all systems go and hoping for a big crowd.
That's Sedans versus the Rapparees.
Sedans and the Rapparees, yeah.
Right, and that will then close off all the quarterfinals in junior, intermediate, and senior.
Yes, yeah.
I just ask you one quick question about a match that's coming up in intermediate that the whole county is already talking about, Rathnure versus Buffers Alley. I'd say, where is that going to be played? Because I'd say that'll be absolutely jammed.
The fixtures are out. I should probably know that, but yeah, no.
Will you let us know? Because
Clash of the Titans, yeah.
As I was leaving, Chadwick's Wexford Park yesterday with my chin on my boots, people were asking, when is that match likely to be? So it's going to be a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be not next weekend, the weekend after. Exact date and time, it will be on the website. We'll let you know.
Anyway, all the fixtures, Mount Waldron fixtures, Billy, look at them for us. But now we have two guests here in studio with us, Elaine and Colm, and it sets up for Wednesday week, is it? At 5 to 8, between 5 and 8, what's happening?
Yeah, so we've partnered up with Colm and Elaine in Zurich, so we have a careers fair, and the lads will probably tell you a bit more about it on Wednesday the 16th from 5 to 8. It'll give us a great chance to showcase our new facilities with the stand and everything else that's finished. We'll have the dressing rooms open on the night and everything for anyone that is up that can have a wander around and see the great facilities that we have there now.
So
looking forward to it. It'll be a fantastic evening, hopefully.
Well, Colm, you're head of marketing, and Elaine, you're HR, is that right?
With Zurich? Yes, yes.
And you remain heavily committed to Wexford GAA, isn't that right, Colm?
Yeah. We are, very much so. We've been sponsoring Wexford GAA, ladies football and camogie for the last 6 years, and we have a commitment to continue that for the next 3 or 4 years already in place. And yes. It was just interesting when you mentioned there earlier about Glenbarrentown winning the county camogie final. It's great to see, you know, new clubs coming through, and there'll be something similar, I think, this Saturday. The ladies football club final is on, and Clonie, you know, have yet to know who they're playing, either Adamstown or Kylinearn and the other side. But again, there'll be a new name, and I think that gives great atmosphere around the county, you know, when you're seeing teams
I mentioned to Phil Colley this morning that Tom Dempsey had a smile as wide as the River Slaney this morning. It's great to see new clubs coming through, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And as I said, hopefully that will rise, you know, those codes very much so.
Now, I know, I'm not quite sure we'll find out what Elaine's colours are in just a second, but you're definitely a Duffery Rovers man, and you're in the county semi-final as well, aren't you?
We are indeed, Alan, operating in junior this year in hurling, so we're in the semi-final. They're hoping to make the step back up in intermediate A in football, but going well.
The most important thing of all is to keep our young people in the county or have access to the county, isn't it, Elaine? So I'll come to you on this. This job, sir, this career fair, gives an opportunity. Is this showcasing what's available job-wise in Wexford, or what is it?
Yes, exactly, Alan. Just with Zurich as well, we've international opportunities, local opportunities. Then again, we're working with employers for this careers event from across County Wexford. Again, I think it's really important for us to run this because just with the accommodation crisis for, you know, people who are going to college, again, there's going to be employers there offering apprenticeships as well into 2025. And like ourselves as well, we will be discussing our insurance apprenticeship on the night.
Yeah, so have you any idea who else is there? Or
Colour? Yes.
You have it already.
Yeah, we have multiple employers from across County Wexford. We have K&K Windows. We have SETU are also going to attend on the night. We also have Aircon Mech, Chadwick's, Wizzy Internet, Cologne, OmniPro and Wexford Bus.
And these are all companies that are offering job opportunities in Wexford, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. Entry to mid-level, mid-level to senior level. Alan, we want to meet you on the night.
And Conor, it's obvious when it comes to all our codes in sport that we've lost a lot of young people who, by choice, many have gone to places like Dubai and Australia and these places. But there are others, I'm sure, who would have preferred to stay here. And obviously, for all our games, whether it be GAA or whatever code people play, you want to keep the young people playing the sports, don't you? You want to keep them in the county.
Yeah, of course. Look, I went away myself for quite a while. But look, it's great to go away. But also, we want to try and keep our best players and people in Wexford. And I suppose not too long ago you had the fly out on the quay here, and it showcased how great a place Wexford is and what potential we have here. And again, with the employers Elaine has listed out there, there's huge opportunities and jobs in the county.
Yeah, and when it comes to apprenticeship, Colin, you and I have spoken about this before. Like, we've just had a bumper budget, and one of the points I will mention when next I'm speaking, but we touched on it, is the importance of looking after apprentices. When someone, say, comes to a place like Zurich for an apprenticeship, can they survive on what they're given? Is your apprenticeship structured in such a way that you can actually live off it?
No, very much so. And it's an insurance industry wide apprenticeship, you know, and it's very much, again, built around that you're earning while you're learning. So the people coming in are actually earning a salary.
Yeah.
They're learning on the job, but they're also gaining two qualifications if it's in the insurance industry. They're getting an insurance qualification and general business qualification. So it is structured really, really well. And a lot of people, when they think of apprentices, they typically still think of maybe trades from previous years, but there are great opportunities.
And they sometimes think of €6 something an hour or something. So, but I think hopefully it's all changed.
Very much so. And as I say, I think the list of employers that Elaine has mentioned there next are looking for people right now, you know, across a range of from entry level to mid management and even senior. And I think we were chatting about what was a good time to have an event like this, and I think some of the insight was that at this time of the year, people might be thinking, you know, am I looking for a job, or am I considering maybe changing my career? And the closer you get to Christmas, maybe you'll put it off till the new year. So we thought this was a good time to actually, people have started college, maybe if they have started, and it'd be a good time that people are actually thinking about their careers and their future.
Elaine, I was just going to ask you, as HR, what do you think people should do when they come to this? And then, did you want to mention something before I ask?
Just that Wexford has all been listed as the fourth best place to live in Ireland earlier this year, according to Switcher.ie. Yeah. You know, we have, you know, great facilities. We, you know, Wexford is a good county to live in. But with that as well, Alan, on the night, I think individuals come prepared, bring your CV, talk to employers, have a good firm handshake, and we'll talk to everyone on the night.
That's the question I wanted to ask you, Elaine, is as a HR person, then you're on the opposite side of the desk. So people coming to this, what sort of questions should they be asking? You said to bring the CV with you.
Bring the CV. Ask us, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself as well. Ask us questions about the job, about the business as well. Speak to employers from across the different industries and see what suits you best.
And I say, all these employers you've mentioned there, there'd be no problem getting time off if you have to play a match, would there?
That's at their discretion, Alan.
that's a pretty legal answer.
Very much so.
Yeah.
But I think you touched on that already, Alan. It is the idea here again came from Wexford GAA and talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
We have regular, we don't just pat the name on the jersey, but we're actively engaged with each other and looking at opportunities to support each other and to support things going on in general in business and in the county. And we're really looking forward to that. And I think we've a couple of current, former, past players, you know, ourselves. So we do understand what that's like.
Just give them a quick mention again there, Elaine, will you? So people can sort of think as to where they would like to go if they're thinking of changing job or looking for a job.
Yeah, so we're going to have ourselves, Zurich Insurance, Aircom Mech, K&K Windows, Chadwicks, Wizzy Internet, Cologne, OmniPro, Wexford Bus, and we'll also have the WWETB, SCTU and Intrio as well, Alan.
So there's a lot of opportunity there. And there's a lot of opportunity as well for people who want to do apprenticeship and do a bit of work or study as well. Is that of these?
Earn while they learn as well. Employers, again, what Colm said, why we decided to do this around this time of the year. Not just employers, they're hiring between now and the end of the year, but into 2025. What are their projections for 2025 when it comes to recruitment? So, come and see us on the night.
And Connor, for people, as they access Chadwicks Wexford Park on the day, Wednesday the 16th, whereabouts is this actually going to be set up then?
So it'll be in our new hub. So again, look, there'll be parking available inside Chadwick's Extra Park, and you'll enter through the main turnstile, and there'll be people to direct you there to the hub where we'll have all of our partners set up.
And it's absolutely free, is it?
Absolutely free, yeah.
Okay, and the big day on Sunday then, what's the position with that? So
Sunday, looking forward to it, kicking off the minor Premier Hurling finals at 12 o'clock.
Right.
And 2 o'clock then we'll have the Duke drawn to do the official opening, and then we'll have a senior football game, Glenmarn Town and Castletown at half two.
So it's busy days.
Busy day, yeah. Lots to do this week now, and we'll, looking forward to it.
All right, Colin, good luck to you. Good luck to you, Lane. I hope you got lots of new recruits, and a lot of players then will stay to play their beloved sports in this county of ours. And it's a golden opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah.
Oh, and thank you for the opportunity.
Not at all. Pleasure. Nice to promote a positive story on a Monday morning. Our thanks to Conor Day, the operations manager at Wexford GAA. From Human Resources in Zurich, that was Elaine Keogh, and the head of marketing, Colm Blake, hoping for success for Duffy Rovers in the junior semi-final.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.